O youthful son of the king of Braja, you are lord of all lords. According to your will, creation and destruction takes place in the universe. According to your will, Lord Brahma creates, and according to your will, Lord Vishnu maintains. Lord Shiva destroys in similar obedience to your will, and by your wish, Maya creates this prison house of this world. By your will, the living beings taken birth and die, and by your will, they meet with prosperity and ruin, happiness and sorrow. The tiny soul bound up by Maya vainly struggles in the fetters of worldly desire. Without your sanction, he is unable to do anything. You are my protector, my maintainer. Except for your lotus feet, there is no other hope for me. Now I have given up all confidence in my own strength and endeavor. Now I depend solely on your will. Bhakti Vinod is most poor, and his pride has been leveled. Now he lives and dies in accordance with your will.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udiraye Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So we are reading today from Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuranam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, Text 36. Yaddi Bhantarhi Vyadehi Tiyuktah Sa Bhagavan Harihi Vyadatta Abhyahata Aishwaryah Kreeda Manujabalakah. Word meaning Yadi, if, evam, it is so, tarhi, then, vyadehi, open your mouth, white, I want to see. Iti uktah, in this way, uttered by Mother Yashoda, saha, he, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Harihi, the Supreme Lord, Vyadatta, opened his mouth, Abhyahata Aishwaryah, without minimizing any potencies of absolute opulence, Aishwaryasya Samagrasya. Krida, pastimes, Manujavalakah, exactly like the child of a human being. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, Mother Yashoda challenged Krishna, if you have not eaten yard, then open your mouth, white.
When challenged by his mother in this way, Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, to exhibit pastimes like a human child, opened his mouth. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is full of all opulences, did not disturb his mother's parental affection, his opulence was automatically displayed, for Krishna's opulence is never lost at any stage, but is manifest at the proper time. Purport. Without disturbing the ecstasy of his mother's affection, Krishna opened his mouth and displayed his own natural opulences. When a person is given varieties of food, there may be 101 varieties, but if one likes ordinary saag, spinach, he prefers to eat that. Similarly, although Krishna was full of opulences, now by the order of Mother Yashoda, he opened wide his mouth like a human child and did not neglect the transcendental humor of material affection. Om Ajnanam Timiranjasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakhyurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitamsha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatti Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, we are discussing in this 10th canto, particularly this pastime is going on, Mridubhakshana Lila. Lord is eating clay in this pastime. And till now, till this age of Lord, till this pastime of Lord, Mother Yashoda only shows her parental love and affection. And whenever he used to approach Krishna, he used to use words full of deep love and affection. Oh my Lala, oh my Pranadhan, like that. But in this particular Leela, she chastised. Krishna, till now in his life career, this is first time experience. Yashoda Ma to her son also first time. They both are first timer in this chastisement first time. Why? It is Sukta Goswami is telling that Yashoda is Krishna Hitaishini. Krishna Hitaishini, Hitaishini means well-wisher. Yashoda has only one project in her life. Not only Yashoda, not only Nanda Maharaj, the whole Brajavasis, everyone of only one agenda in their life. Their very life and soul is Krishna. So their only agenda of their life is somehow or other to please Krishna. They cannot tolerate any kind of trouble for Krishna. They can accept any kind of trouble. They don't care. But they cannot accept a little trouble for Krishna. So that was Krishna Hitaishini. We have seen in this universe from the beginning many, many exalted personality, and they are doing tapasya, Dhyana, Yoga, Jnana, Samadhi, Vedapatha, Stuti, Jagya, In all these ways, they are only expecting Atmahita, Atma Kalyan. They want some benefit, they want some siddhi by the glance of Krishna, by the kripa of Krishna, they will get everything. For that purpose, they are doing thousands and thousands of years for their own benefit, Atmahita. But here the Brajavasis, particularly Mother Yashoda and Nanda, they have not a tinge of Atmahita Chinta. They are full of only Krishna Hita Chinta. So they will tolerate if anything happens to them, any trouble, any effect, they don't care. They will happily accept it. But they cannot accept, they cannot relate any little effect or trouble is happening to Krishna. It is beyond their tolerance. That's why before many Brajagopikas, they have complained against child Krishna. He is stealing butter, he is teasing our boys, he is passing urine stool. There are many kind of complaints. Yashoda was just ignoring people, just ignoring and giving full affection and love to his child. But this time the complaint comes in a different way. It's not stealing or something. He says stealing butter. The boy, police will not complain against him, they will complain against him. The mother, father. Mother, father is ready to accept any kind of blame for Krishna. Krishna should be protected. But this complaint, by not by Gopikas, by his sakhas, by all Gopasakhas, they came. And not only Gopasakhas, even Balaram, his elder brother, there is no difference between Balaram and Krishna. They are so intimate, almost each and every pastimes, both are there. And Balaram used to think himself that I am the caretaker of Krishna, and Krishna thinks, yes, my Dao is there, so why I will fear? So they are always thinking like that. Even this last time, Balaram also, he complained Mother Yashoda. Why? Because all the Gopasakhas, they are also very much scared. If Krishna will take mitti, will eat mitti, they will have kurmi, they will have some insects in the stomach. Krishna will suffer. Nobody will accept Krishna's suffering. Let everybody suffer, but not Krishna. So that's why they become very conscious, they become very concerned. And they came, even Balaram, they said, actually what happened, because of this, Asuras, this came, Yashodama told, hey, Lala, you should not go out of the courtyard. You are there are many complaints coming, you are going to others' house and stealing, don't go. Just play here. Okay, obedient boy. So then Krishna Balaram just stay in courtyard, then all the Brajagopa Balakas, they all came, why? Our hero is not coming. So they all come and joined in the courtyard. Then just that, okay, I will serve you fish today. Just stay here. Don't go outside the courtyard, don't go to any other's house. No, we'll just play here today. So they are playing in the courtyard. Nanda Maharaj's courtyard is a wide courtyard till Jamuna border, Jamuna shore. So they were playing, went to the beach of Jamuna, their Jamuna sand. So small boys of 2 years, 3 years old, they're rolling in ground, putting their clays, and they're, you know, playing with the sands. So what they thought, okay, the sands are so soft, we'll make sand hill, our sand house. So all of the boys, they are making their own. But Krishna is the junior most of among them. One, two other them, but Krishna was so playing a so ordinary boy, he could not make a sand hill. He could not make a sand house. Others they made nicely. So Krishna was trying, but he could not make somehow or other. So everybody laughed at Krishna, you are good for nothing. See, our sand hill is so nice, you are useless. So Krishna became very upset. Really? I can't make, I'm trying again and again, 100 times, but nothing happening. But all others, they're making so nicely, I can't make it. So Sukadeva Goswami is, in this verse, is giving us alert. He says, don't think that he is doing like that. He is Sa Bhagavan Harihi Abhyahata Aishwarya. He is, even he is playing like that, he is Abhyahata Aishwarya Bhagavan Hari. So he is playing, Sukadeva Goswami, he is telling like that, that even The same personality who cannot make a sand hill in his hands, trying again and again, that same personality, just by desire, by his menial will, millions and millions planets will be created. Yes, millions of planets will be created just by his willpower. But now he is trying his best. He cannot make a hill of a sand, little bit. And he is becoming irritated and upset, and is eating clay, eating their sand. Then others say, why you are eating? What will happen to you? I'm not eating your father's property. I will eat. Are you have eaten them? I will eat like this much. Stretch the full hand. This much I will eat. All clay I will eat now. So all the boys become scared. They say, hey, he may eat, he'll get sick. So they complain to Yashoda. And Yashoda Mata, when he heard that Krishna is eating clay, she became worried. Why is he eating clay? So this complaint make Yashoda, mother Yashoda, to chastise, angry and chastise Krishna. So Yashoda Mata come running. Krishna was never thought, he was never thinking that they will complain and Yashoda will come, because many times Gopika's complain, Krishna, Yashoda never took it seriously. These boys, they will complain, Yashoda will take seriously. But he was not expecting, but somehow or other, they saw Maya is coming. No, he will not come. Oh, nicely was sitting and chewing the clay, and saw, Mother Yashoda coming with angry face and with a stick in her hand. Now Krishna is in totally different shape. Totally in crying mood and fearful mood, is almost his facial feature changes, tears are coming down, and he stood up and, now what will happen? He may chastise, this thing will happen, going to happen first time in his life. This chastisement, he may beat me, she may beat me. So what to do? Immediately Yashoda come running, and right hand she was carrying the stick. Left hand cut hold of Krishna's right hand. Hey, you are eating clay? Immediately Krishna told, Satya, Satyasya Joni Nitam Cha Satya. Mahasatyavadi is no. Immediately, straightforward, no. I have not. Clay is there inside. And everybody has seen, he has eaten. No, I have not eaten. Achha, these boys are complaining. They are always telling lies. Even your brother, he also join their group. What to say? Achha, you are the only, speaking truth, you are the only Satyavadina, yes. All of them are speaking lie, only I am speaking truth. Yashoda started laughing. And looking at the face of his young little child, that he is so clever, that he is becoming fearful, that's why he is speaking lie, blunt lie. I can see that he has eaten. He can, some little here, its touch of sands are there. I can confirm, I can see that he has eaten, but now he's, no, I'm not eaten. They are all speaking lie. Yashoda Maa said, this is too much. He said, okay, tarhi, then this location. If really you are speaking truth, if that is fact, then open your mouth, I want to check it. Because Krishna told, oh mother, why you are believing them? However, if you have no, if you have doubt, then you can check. You can see my mouth. Openly he was bluntly saying, and he was thinking that Yashoda will not do that. I will just speak this, and Yashoda said, if he is so confirmed that he can check his mouth even, so then they are speaking lie, he will not check and go. But he does not expect that Yashoda will immediately agree, okay, open your mouth, I want to check it. Oh, now what to say? This is exactly this, in this verse the word comes, Krida Manuja Balakaha. When Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he wants to perform his childhood pastimes in Braja, then he will do exactly a human child is doing childhood pastimes. Exactly, that's the Krida Manuja Balakaha. Even all the Brajavasi, they are thinking he is just a mere human child, quite 2 years old only. And it is famous, I think, all of us, in child time, all of us mostly speaking lie. When there is a threatening of chastisement or some beating or some mistake, immediately we will try to cover it up speaking. Isn't it? This is nature of a child. It's very natural. So Krishna, if you want to play the drama, then you have to be natural. He is speaking natural lies. But there is difference. All ordinary human child and Krishna, though he is looking like an exact ordinary human child, but he is not. That's why Sukadeva Goswami is telling us again and again, hey, get alert. Don't think that he is doing exactly human natural child. Naturally he is telling like that to get saved from chastisement and beating, speaking lie bluntly. Don't think that he is like all of us. No. Who is that? Nasa Bhagavan. He is Bhagavan, Shade Surya Sampanna Bhagavan. Not only Bhagavan, Hari, Sarva Manohari. By performing his pastimes, he can, enchanting pastimes, he can take away all the minds and hearts of everybody. That's a Hari, Haranakarta. Take. Everybody's mind is taken away, carried away. By seeing his pastime, by speaking his lies, he can take everybody's heart and mind. That's why he's Hari. And Bhagavan. Not only that, then he is saying, if he is Hari and if he is Bhagavan, so then what about Aishwarya? Why is fearful to Yashoda? He is fearful. That means maybe he is Bhagavan the Hari, but now in the childhood pastime that has gone. That post has gone, that power has gone. Now he is boy, that's why he is so fearful to Yashoda. No, this lie is speaking by Bhagavan Hari. And now Yashoda is telling, Tarhi Vyadehi, open your mouth. If you are speaking truth, I want to see, open your mouth. So Krishna, to make the childhood pastime intact, keep the mood in same, immediately he opened his mouth. Immediately, said, Yashoda, why will you think that? Oh, he is fearful, no? Immediately open his mouth. Okay, mother, okay, mommy, open my mouth. See, but his Vibhu Shakti, his Satya Sankalpa Shakti, they are these Aishwaryas. When the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, unlimited opulences are there always with him. But he is now a mere child. Even if he play role of a mere child, even if he, whatever he did, but he is always, eternally, he is always unlimited, full of unlimited, inconceivable potencies, unlimitedly, always, eternally, always with him. He potencies are there, then why he is fearing and telling lie to Yashoda? Why he is becoming so fearful, try to speak lie? This is just like Chakravarti are telling, just like a king. If he having a lunch, so he will not eat only chapati, sabji and pakoda. No. Varieties of 108 items, varieties, king's food. But the king, all the items, 108 varieties for him only. But if he choose spinach, he will take that only fast. He will not take rasgulla, he will not take sandesh, he will not take that. No, I like that. He will take that. Maybe he can take a bitter fruit, karela, whatever he can take that. So, this is the will of the king. Whatever he chooses from the item, he can take it. So, like that, though unlimited opulences are there, all shaktis are there, Krishna to perform in the Braja pastimes, he will choose only the Madhurja, not the Aishwarya. He picked that only from the plate. Though unlimited, inconceivable potencies are there, he is speaking only that. Okay. That only. So that is his will. But even he picks up that only, but that does not mean the other potencies are off. They are going, no. That's okay. No. Abhyahata Aishwarya. Never ever he is losing any potencies. All the potencies always full time they are. But what they are doing? Now they are doing just like they are looking for the opportunity to manifest, to serve him. Just like a big personality, suppose a prince, very famous prince, sometimes he comes to his antamahal, then the queen, his mother, the Rajarani, Rajajanani, he comes and take the prince into his lap, and then he says, I want to feed you, I want to serve you. So at that time, though thousands of dasa-dasis are there to serve him, they are alert, full, ready to serve him, but they are all getting 3 steps back with folding hand. Now the queen, now the Rajajanani, she is doing, when she will leave, then we will act. Otherwise we have to stay back. So all the inconceivable potencies, they are there, ready to serve, but stepping back down, looking for the opportunity. If they get chance, immediately will run to serve. Their only goal to serve, but now they don't have chance because. So similarly, when Krishna performing his childhood pastimes in Braja, so Yashoda Maharani is, he sees the Devi, she is the supremely caretaker, she is the mother. Madhurya Mayi, Vachalya Sagara, she is the ocean of Vachalya Rasa. She is the topmost incarnation of Vachalya Rasa, and she is the mother. So Krishna accepting Yashoda as his eternal mother, and mother Yashoda accepting Krishna as eternal son. Yashoda will never ever accept that he is Bhagavan, he is like that, never. No matter whatever opulence come out, Yashoda will throw them away. He will never accept them. Many times Krishna tried, all the Saktis tried, but they couldn't stand in front of Yashoda's Madhurji. They can't stand. So like that, but now to get free from the chastisement, from the beating, somehow or other Krishna spoke in the lie in front of everybody. So everybody now scared. Now if Yashoda is opening his mouth, then the clay is there, and then he will get heavy chastisement. And Krishna, to get away from the chastisement, he spoke the lie. So now his willpower is thinking, now what to do. Krishna opened his mouth immediately, but his vibhu shakti, his satya sankalpa shakti, he said he cannot speak lie. He is satyam cha satya 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 bratam satya param satya cha joni nihitam cha satya. He is only satya. How he can speak lie, Baba? How can he say? Everybody is saying, speaking like, no, not possible. He is satya sankalpa shakti, is telling, he is teat beat. There is no thing of lies. Is sat chit ananda. Is materials are full of sat. How he can say asat? How can he say like that? So he is now they are proving. Atha, you are saying, mother is asking, you have eaten clay. Eating, na? Eating is a kriya, eating. How the eating takes place? How somebody will eat? If something is outside of your body, if something exists outside of your body, and you take it in your hand, put in your mouth to eat it, that is called eating, isn't it? You cannot take something inside and put in mouth. No. Anything existing outside you, then you have to take that and put in your mouth. This is not inside you. You are taking and put it inside your mouth. This is it. Outside of your boundary, outside of you. So now the Vedic literature, they said, Krishna sarvam khadum idam brahma. Nothing is there which is outside of Krishna. Everything you see, you can see, you can dream. You cannot dream. That is inside him. He is there. So how something will be there outside of Krishna, he will take it and put it in mouth. Everything is there, Baba. Just like a kala answer, a part and part of Krishna, Mahavishnu, from his hair whole, unlimited universe are coming. Like a dust particle. How this earth is in Jamuna beach, Krishna will take it. Everything is Krishna, within Krishna. So why people are telling that he is speaking lie? He is not speaking lie because he cannot eat. Eating cannot be possible by him because nothing is existing outside him. If nothing is existing outside, how he can take that put in his mouth? The eating cannot be possible. Never ever eating possible by Krishna because everything is inside him. Nothing is outside. You cannot find the limit of his boundary. Everything whatever seed is inside him. So how he can eat? If something is existing outside him, then they can eat. Nothing is there. So that's why, but he eat like this. So this pastime, but this whole Jamuna, this sea beach, this boys, this mother, the father, everybody is inside him only. How he can do? So this Satya Sankalpika Sakti, Vibhu Sakti, when he opened his mouth, because he doesn't want to disturb the affection and love of Mother Yashoda, that's why by obedient child, okay, mommy, see, I am speaking truth. When he is thinking, I am speaking truth, so I should not get chastisement. Immediately he opened the mouth, immediately Satya Sankalpa Sakti, he got the opportunity and manifested. What manifest? That Krishna will, that mother should not, okay, now it's enough love, she should not chastise me. So that Satya Sankalpika Sakti, that Lila Sakti is Sarva Manohari. He can take away anything, heart, mind, soul, immediately he can. That's why Hari, Sarva Manohari, everybody's mind he can take away. So that's immediately that Vibhu Sakti manifest and take away Mother Yashoda's mind and heart, everything Yashoda is seeing inside. She first saw the whole Jamuna, the Jamuna beach, Gokul, Brahmanda Ghat. She saw herself also, Nanda Baba, the all Goa, everything. Whole Samudra, everything, whole universe inside. She said, what is going on here? It's daytime only in front of everybody. She forgot everything to chastise and want everything harana. That buddhi, that mana is taken away. Immediately taken away by that Manohari power. So the stick fell down from her hand and she sat down and she forgot why she was here, what she supposed to do. She was tension, full of chinta, full of tension, what is going on, it is daytime, I am not sleeping, I am not dreaming. Why I am looking everything? I am seeing myself also into this small mouth. How can it possible? One time it happened before also, when that boy was yearning. He says, it's too much, I should not see in the mouth. Never ever. So Yashoda take a promise from that point. Never ever in future, I will never ask him to show his mouth. Oh, the mouth is too much. Small mouth, the whole universe is inside. So never ever, I'm promising, I will never ever ask to show his mouth. What is something is there in mouth or something is happening to me? I don't know, something is so, she become full of tension. So how to chastise and everything? This thing we will explain in further. But in this particular verse, Sukadeva Goswami is telling us, giving us high alert, that though you are enjoying the childhood pastimes of Krishna, because he is exactly playing his childhood pastimes, Krida Manuja Balakaha. He is playing just exactly like we all ordinary human child. Exactly is. If Krishna tried to imitate, he can do the limit. Nobody can match him. So he's playing exactly as a human child, ordinary human child. But don't think he is playing as an ordinary human child in front of Dajabasi, Nanda Yashoda. Not for you. Not for you. Be careful. For me, what is that? For you, he is the same Bhagavan in this child also. This fearful child, this same child who is opening her mouth, that mouth open child, for you, sa Bhagavan. She is liar, the liar is Bhagavan. The fearful, Bhagavan, not only Bhagavan, Hari, not only Hari, abhyahata aishwarya. Always full with all inconceivable unlimited potencies, always. But we can see, that is your problem. But those who can see, they are seeing, hey, everything is there. Everything is there, but when opportunity comes, they will manifest. Always they will not manifest. Always they will not manifest. So, sometimes you can, another example, you know, sometimes in Deepavali time, we see in India many places when they observe Deepavali, they used to make laddu, they used to make king, they used to make queen, they used to make tree, they used to make many toys out of sugar. They will melt the sugar, put some color, and they will make varieties of things. Isn't it? Sugar ke raja, sugar ke, and sugar ke sab, many kinds of trees, sky, many houses, all made of sugar only. They melt the sugar, add color, and they will make, and this gift, they will give the gift to Diwali gift. So, like this, we have to understand, this child is not like we have this saptadhatava. This child, just like this, suppose in a Diwali gift somebody make a neem tree and fresh neem tree and neem leaves and neem fruits. Out of what? Out of sugar. He melted the sugar candy and add different color and make a very nice neem tree, neem leaves and neem fruits. Any boy is a man, who is a neem tree? Oh, God, I will not take. Take one leaf, take one. If you take the neem tree, the taste will be bitter. No. Though it looks like neem tree, but the material of manufacturing material is, ingredients are sugar only, nothing else. Similarly, this Krida Manuja Valaka, what are the ingredients in him? What are the materials there? Only Satchidananda Rasa. Nothing else. All fully spiritual, inconceivable potencies, and particularly Lila Rasa, Satchit Ananda. Full of Sat, full of Ananda, and full of knowledge. This is the ingredients. So, though it looks like Krida Manuja Balaka, why he is not? Why? No, is the same Bhagavata, Isubja Bhagavata is there, full of Bhagavata, always. That's why, who is speaking lie? Na sa Bhagavan. Who is fearful? Na sa Hari. So, Sukadeva is telling, see, he is the same Bhagavan, he is the same Hari, he is same Abhyahata Isurja, who is performing exactly like an ordinary human child. Exactly ordinary human child. Why? Now because Krishna has a unlimited qualities. One best quality in Krishna is, he is super expert in increasing the love and affection within his devotees. Prema Vardhaka, Bhakta Prema Vardhaka. Among his devotees, he wants to increase their love and affection in the devotees. He knows the ways perfectly how to do it. That's why he is playing himself as a Krida Manuja Balaka. Just to increase their love and affection. Prema Vardhaka. That's why he is doing stealing. That's why he is doing teaching. That's why he is speaking lie. That's why he is becoming fearful. Everything only because of Prema Vardhana. All these Brajavasi Bhakta, they are all highly elevated, exalted devotees. So he wants to increase their affection, increase their emotion, increase their love, increase and enchanting, to give them so much pleasure, to increase their pleasure. That's what he is doing. Those who are Bhakta, Brajavasi, they will be supremely wishful by seeing. They forget everything. They never ever accept his Krishna Bhagavan. Sukadeva will never tell them to his Bhagavan. They will tell Sukadeva, you go away from here. Yes. This buddhi knowledge will not work. Even Uddhava. Uddhava was thinking himself in Mathura. He was brother of Krishna and same family brothers. And Uddhava was got graduated from Celestial University and he was thinking, Some ego has that, I am such a learned person as they are. But then Krishna told, okay, one time Krishna was crying, he said, why you are crying? And now because I come, I can't send, no phone, smartphone with me, no email, I can't, no communication with Brajavasis. So I am only, always thinking of them. So can you help me? What? Now I can write a letter, you can hand it over to my parents and other friends also. Okay, that's it. Only 8 kilometers I will go. Today only. Give me letter. So Uddhava, carrying the sandesh, carrying the letter of Krishna and coming to Vrindavan. And Uddhava, while he was coming, he is thinking, because he was exactly looking like Krishna, same color. And all his dress, he never stitch a new dress, he purchased any clothes from Loi Bazar. Always all his clothes are used to clothes of Krishna. He used to wear only Krishna's cloth, well, Krishna's garland, Krishna's remnants, everything Krishna's remnant. Even that particular day he took the Krishna's car. The same car what Krishna used to use, same car, same garland, same everything, same mukut, in the same mood, looking like same event. When he is entering Braj, Brajavas is the gop, they saw, oh, Krishna is coming. Because the same car, Krishna's car, number plate is same, everything is same car, it is, Krishna is coming. But when they saw the person inside, no, he cannot be Krishna, because the mood is different. Person's look, is appearance is similar, 100% same, but the mood is not there. They know. They are dearmost Krishna. When they will see him, when Krishna will see them, what will happen? Brajavasis knows and Krishna knows. None else can figure it out. When they saw Uddhava, oh, Uddhava was thinking, these Brajavasis, they are totally illiterate person. They have not, ABCD, they have not learned anything, only taking care of cows and calves. I am highly educated person. What they understand? Police people, just tell them something, they will pacified. So to pacify them, it is my left hand job, like this. Tips of finger will pacify them. It is not big deal. So he was thinking like that, coming. So that ahankar, that mood, that I can immediately give the letter and pacify. Why you are thinking like that? He is not your child, he is Bhagavan. So in that mood, he's, they see that mood, he says, he cannot be Krishna. No. His Aishwarya is there, Madhurya is not there. Braj is full of Madhurya only. Even in Brajalila, though the full Madhurya potency is there, but that does not mean Krishna is losing the Aishwarya. Aishwarya is there in the back seat. Looking the opportunity, the chance they will get, immediately jump. Yes, we are here. Yes, we are here. So like that, so fast he went to Nanda Baba's house. Nanda Baba was crying, sitting in the gate. Uddhava went and offered pranam, park his car and went inside. Though they parked the car in front of him and went and offered pranam, till that time Nanda Baba is full of tears, so he could not recognize. And offer pranam, Uddhava, then, oh, Uddhava, how, when you come from Mathura? Oh, he said, okay, okay, okay. Actually, I was little bit unmindful, okay, so how is everything? He is not continuously thinking of Krishna, but not asking. Uddhava is coming directly from Krishna's family, from him only, not asking from Krishna. Because if he will just ask Krishna, he will utter the name of Krishna, his position will be unbearable. He cannot control his emotion. That's why he's trying forcibly, somehow or other, he should not speak the name of Krishna. So he's asking, Uddhava, so how is everything in your family? Kansa is very bad now. So everything is happening, all others have chachana, sahava pasudev. But trying to speak here and there, trying somehow or other, but how? This so much powerful thinking of Krishna, he cannot help himself. After few minutes, then uncontrollably he speaks, so, dear Uddhava, Krishna is sometimes remembering us. How is he? The moment he speaks like that, then abundant tears come down from his eyes. Then Uddhava said, this is a chance, I have to pacify him. Okay. He said, my dear father, Nanda Baba, why you are crying so much? Because of my son Krishna, my son. Oh Nanda Baba, you are becoming so foolish. Krishna is not your son. Why you are thinking that he is son? Nanda Baba looked at, what? He is not my son? No! He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is present everywhere. He is Sarvatma. He is the super soul of everybody. Everything is of Bhagavata, Aishwarya. Why you are thinking that he is son? He is your son? You are foolish. You don't know. You are illiterate. Nanda Baba said, after when lecture finished, Uddhava, then Nanda Baba told, my dear Uddhava, I heard and I was thinking that you are a very learned person. You have completed your graduation from Celestial University, from Brihaspati and all that. Yeah, of course, yes. But now I am thinking you are so foolish. You are so illiterate. Uddhava became so upset. Why is he in front of me? He is telling like that. He himself is illiterate. I am asking him. Why you are telling me? Now you don't have little understanding, little knowledge. Now what? Now suppose, Nanda Baba give you example. Suppose I went to market somehow or other, my shirt was, my pocket was torn, and 5 rupees coin was there, and something or 5 rupees note was there, and I lost it. So I was looking for the 5 rupees note, five rupees. So somebody came, oh Baba, welcome. That was not 5 rupees, Baba. That are 5,000 rupees. So then my tension, my thinking, my sorrowness, my misery will minimize or increase? Of course, 1,000 times it will increase. Now similarly, I was thinking that Krishna is my little son only. My Gopabalaka, little son Krishna. But you are proving me, no, he is not your son. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So my sorrowness will minimize or increase? You come to pacify me or to help me in increasing my sorrow? Oh, then Uddhava got understanding. He immediately surrendered. Now my knowledge will not work here. That's it. Finished. So this is just a teller, just a glimpse of how Aishwarya, Jnana, has no stand in front of Madhurya, Brajavasi's love and affection. Nothing will work. So like that, in front of Nanda Yashoda, these Shaktis were there, very much there. Abhyahata, always there. No, ahata. Continuously they are there. But they were folding hands, looking at them, when we can get the opportunity to serve our Lord. So when Krishna will tell, now, I want to get protection from chastisement. Immediately they will show some universal form that Yashoda Mata got bewildered. But not bewildered because of Bhagavan. Because of some jadu tona, maybe some asurik, some kind of redemption, like that. Never ever Yashoda accepted that he is Bhagavan. No. He tried to show many times his personality Bhagavata, but never ever it success. Never ever it happens. That is the limit of Nanda Yashoda and Brajavasi's Madhurya. Even Krishna personally try, he could not gain any success. That's why in this particular verse, though we are seeing in the previous 3-4 verses that Krishna is playing like a child in the rolling down in the sand, in the clay, and he could not make a sand hill, and he is feeling very upset, angry, and eating clay and speaking lie and becoming fearful. But be careful. Who is doing that? Sa Bhagavan Hari. Same time he is abhyahata aishwarya. Then why he is not showing Bhagavan Marda Yashoda, I am aishwarya, and it will not work out? Because Krishna willingly accepting that Madhurya, he doesn't want to disturb the mood and temperament of the parents, Nanda and Yasoda. He want to maintain it. That's the reason. Hare Krishna. Krishna Balalila ki, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki. Is there any comments or something? Yes. Innumerable potencies are there. Okay? Na Satya Sankalp Sati is opulence. Lila Sakti is Madhurya Lila. Nibraj Madhurya. They are different. Yes. No, not only Bhagavan he can say. I told why he is speaking Raj. To increase the prema. That's why speaking lies. But we, if we will speak lie, we will get beaten up with souls. If Krishna will, they will, we will worship him. We should be careful, that's why. Say something? Okay. Let come on. That thing will come. She is bewildered not because of the supremacy of Krishna. She bewildered, where the description will come. She is thinking, maybe I am seeing dream. Maybe something, Asura Prabhava or something like that. What I am seeing. You know, this is the bewilderment. Okay? Hare Krishna. గ్రంథరాశిమద్ భాగవత్ మహాపురాణ కీ సంవేద భక్త వృంద కీ